Good evening. You're in tune to Meeting of the Inner Circles. And I am so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves. This is Adama for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time. And I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. And for where we are in this now moment, it is our time to really make an assessment as to what we really want with the rest of our lives. I'll put it this way. There are so many people who are making transition, and the transition that they're making is a transition through death. And I am always concerned that those of us who are living are living with the conscious intention to live the quality of life and the substance of life that allows us to leave the planet without having died. And I know that that may be something that most people don't think about because our socialization has been towards feeling that we all have to die of something. And so therefore, many people try to justify why it is that they continue to do things that undermine their life force, undermine their health, that they do not take conscious responsibility to exalt a full life's urge. And I am encouraging everyone that I talk to, everyone that reaches for me, everyone that I circle with, everyone that I consult with, everyone that I counsel, and all of my audiences to be very conscientious about the gift that you've been given, which is life itself, and that you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are, butt naked, and that being all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence is what we should be really harmonized with in terms of what the purpose in being upon the planet is. The issues that we're dealing with in terms of our being in a sea of sickness, illness, and disease at all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, that we have to take full responsibility for realizing what we have done to create our circumstances and situations, and to know that the circumstance and situation is not a permanent thing. They change all the time. But we have to come to that place and space where it matters to us what it is we're doing on a daily basis, how it is we are applying ourselves towards the clearing of our emotions and our mind of the things of the past. And when it comes down to how our past has really shaped our now moment, that if you are not happy with where you are, then you have the opportunity to do something about it. But happiness is a reaction of the spirit when it performs in light. And light is the will of the ever-present. Light is the wisdom of the ever-present. Light is that which is the only victory, triumph, and sovereignty over the ignorance and the sickness and the oblivion and the gloom and all of that. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to be very, very centered in the absolute reality that we are held by absolute law with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And that law is to be established in every fiber of our being with our conscious care and intention to really remember that we have been given it for our greater good, for our use, for our security and our stability and our insurance and our assurance, that when we properly align ourselves with the intelligence of our being, that we are able to accomplish whatever is in our greater good, that which is truly in our own best interest, that which helps to facilitate the healing, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, because that is what the work is after being under siege for generations upon generations upon generations. And those of us who are living in this now moment, being able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment with a full, wholehearted desire to be triumphant and victorious in doing the inner work of consecrating these body temples so that the true spirit of the living God, the light and wisdom, the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the effectiveness, the self-mastery, the self-control, the freedom from inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy, the impeccable integrity, these are the things that we should be applying ourselves to, because these are the things that truly lay foundation for our real success. And no matter what echelon and what sphere of society that you have gifts to give, whether it's through the entertainment or through the spiritual teachings, through business, through education, training, it doesn't matter. But the issue is that as we are men, the progenitor of lineages, and as we are wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, the integrity of being completely committed to exalting life and perpetuating life and enhancing life and enriching life and living fully, honoring the laws that govern our existence, is that which will allow us the greatest accomplishments in becoming the ones that we truly are on behalf of all of those that we've come through, and to be in a place and space where we are taking responsibility to lay a greater foundation and to do the damage control that we need to do as a result of having fed our children and grandchildren the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of artificial colors and artificial flavors and the breakfast cereals, the cheeses, the cow's milk and all of the things that they have in the cow's milk. And you understand, I'm just saying is that we have been sold a bill of goods that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death, and we are in a place where we have to do something about that. And you have power to do that based upon your own commitments to do what is truly in your own best interest in facilitating your own healing, your own clearing, your own cleansing and purification. I am so thankful for the sisters that gathered with me on Saturday and the brothers that gathered with me on Sunday in the Atlanta Penitentiary, and for all of those that I have been communicating with over the phone. And I am always so appreciative when those who are hearing me decide that they are really ready to embark upon this self-cleansing, self-actualizing, self-realizing journey to self-discover and uncover so that they have the opportunity to maximize and optimize the rest of their living. And for those who are and have recently made transition, and those who are making transitions as a result of being at that point in place where the consequences of the choices that they have made consistently over time have led to them to the point where they have to leave, because they are no longer able, their bodies are no longer able to be a suitable habitat for a living spirit, then allow and give thanks that we each who are living now are living more conscientiously, more caringly, more reverently and respectfully, more honorably and integritously, so that the lives of all of those that we have interacted with, the lives of those who have touched us, those who've loved us, those who've lifted us, those who added unto us, that we are living ever more intensely and intentionally on behalf of life and doing that which allows us to be truly effective in becoming the foundation for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, laying foundation for the new earth and the new humanity, and to know that we each have much more power than we've ever imagined, but we cannot come to it if we do not have a conscious intention towards it. And it doesn't happen by happenstance. And a lot of times people say, well, there's only so much I can do, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. But we will say what we can't do, but we will not care to align ourselves with the real presence and the intelligence of that which we refer to as God, and know that there isn't anything that we cannot accomplish when we do that work. And that's what is important for us now, is to really be mindful that there is no limit when we have come to that absolute resolve and absolute commitment and that absolute care to be triumphant in absolute law and absolute love. And the foundation of that is the order that is set by the clearing. The emotional cleansing, the mental cleansing, taking the time to truly forgive, to look over your life and remember the things that may have been painful for you and to forgive those things. We cannot just become vegetarian and think that vegetarianism is enough. It is not. And being vegetarian without doing the cleansing puts you in a position where you still have all manners of chemicals and viruses and bacteria and mucus and all of this. You understand? And so where now you have all of these issues with flesh-eating bacteria and viruses and this and that, all of these things thrive in the mucus that's in the body. You understand? So any amount of excess weight that you're carrying is primarily mucus that you're carrying. People think that it's fat. So you have some fat, you have the residues, you have the plaque that is lining the arteries and veins and blood vessels and capillaries where your blood should be flowing. So if you are dealing with high blood pressure, it's because of the accumulation of all of that gunk upon the walls of your tributaries where your blood flows. And that's why I am always reinforcing us in realizing that it's not just about the information. I have so many brothers talking about this and talking about that and talking about the other because they read all of these books. And it's not about book knowledge. It's about your walking in the integrity of who and what you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And it does not need a book to communicate with you. And you are not able to take all of your books and because of your book knowledge, think that your book knowledge is sufficient for exemplifying your commitment to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And for all of the books that you are reading, who are you really loving? Who are you communicating with? Who are you serving? Who are you helping? Who are you uplifting? And so we need to get to a place and space where we understand that everything in life serves us. And that employment is not the light of the world. Capitalism is not the light of the world. Democracy or democracy is not the light of the world. And if we will be successful in this life, it will only be because we exerted a full life's urge. We got to a point where we did nothing to undermine ourselves, that we came to that point and place where we really were humbled in the reality of our own disobedience, that we really came to that point and place where it mattered to us how we show up. It matters to us what kind of influence we're having. It matters to us how we're remembered. It matters to us that we are leaving the planet better because we've lived. You get what you ask for. And I'm encouraging you to ask for the fullness of yourself. I'm encouraging you to ask to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you stand in the light of this new age of resurrection, that we are in a place where we're rebuking and revoking death as our finality, our fate, or our destiny, and that we are remembering and realigning ourselves with absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, and knowing that love is the fulfillment of the law, and we are being bathed in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom and absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But a lot of people want to be free, but you are not really understanding what freedom actually is in terms of the intelligence of your being, being completely free to function as that which is your own authenticity, that you are in harmony with all of existence because you have the inner standing and the understanding of knowing that you are one with all there is. And that those who are combative and those who are competitive and those who feel entitled to be depopulating through the vaccinations and the spreading of all of these diseases and all of these things, that these ones are going to have a tragic date with fate, on a cataclysmic ride with demise. There is no way that you can work against anything or anybody and not undermine yourself. And there are those who are really not remembering that you cannot ignore those who are yours and act as if you will have the fullness of your prosperity. And where you will not commit to yourself, and where you do not make commitments to your cells, to cleanse your cells, to nourish your cells, to be in a place and space where you are really facilitating cellular liberation, so that you, as this point of the presence of the absolute made with trillions and trillions of cells, will walk as a liberated being, liberated from the sickness, the illness, the disease, the doubt, the faithlessness, the inconsistency, the contradiction, the hypocrisy, the breaches of integrity, and all of that that undermines your degrees of worthiness and self-deservedness, because you no longer feel the entitlement that you should feel as this point of the presence of the absolute, or otherwise the child of God. And so on a daily basis, we have to take responsibility to exalt a full life's urge, to come to that point and place where we do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, to know that if you have had the habit of cigarette smoking, alcohol drinking, getting high, doing anything that you know you've been doing it too long and it is no longer serving your greater good, then know that you can be free of it. It does not have to be a part of your life from this point forward, but you have to know that the spirit that you are is stronger than the chemicals. The spirit that you are is stronger than the addiction. The spirit that you are is really in a place and space where you have the opportunity to truly be freed from all of it. But you have to want that. You have to ask for that. You have to be intensely intentional and put those commitments in writing. And when you write it from the perspective, I am completely free of my addiction towards this, that, or the other, my addiction of this, and I am free of my fear to do this, I am no longer inhibited. I mean, you have to really get aggressive about claiming the life that you truly want. But just to be throwing your life away mindlessly, carelessly, smoking, drinking, spewing, and eating yourself to death is a transgression that you will not survive. The commercialism, the advertising, being in a death culture where we celebrate our lives by killing ourselves, drinking, you know, and just to see how much alcohol everybody on all of the shows are just drinking and drinking and drinking. And then all of the stores, all the grocery stores, and now they've got aisles and aisles full of alcohol. It's just hideous. And then those of you who work for these companies, I guess you feel good because you're getting paid. But the issue is that we are not here to serve death. We are not here to serve the forces of inebriation and intoxication. We're here to serve the forces of life itself and under capitalism, under a system that legislates and perpetuates death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, we feel entitled to be working for the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. But then we want to complain about how the police and the legal system, the illegal system and the criminal justice system and the hospitals and the doctors and the pharmacists and whatnot, how they're profiting off of the degradation, the dis-ease, the despair of the people. And so we're so intertwined in it that we have to take the time to get clear about what we want our contribution in this life to be. And that's a you and you, baby, kind of realization and work and conversation. That it has to matter to you. And when you are ready to stop serving death, then you make a commitment to life and serving life and cleansing yourself so that you are a more perfect channel for the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth and the peace and the poise and the power and the integrity and the high ethic and the morality and the faith to stand in the truth of yourself. And to be consciously aligned with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, so that you are under the authority of your soul. This really is what successful living truly is. And there's a depth of impoverishment, an impoverishment of spirit, an impoverishment of ethic, an impoverishment of morals that we have to raise up completely so that these things are no longer happening, that we are not sitting by and watching our children be usurped by a system of miseducation, that our children are no longer being poisoned every time that they have a meal, that we are able to provide protection and guidance and facilitate the healing of our daughters and our granddaughters who have been raped and violated and misused and abused. We must come to a point and place where we care to do that which is ours to do. And working on behalf of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death is not the work. And working on behalf of these industries towards the detriment of everything and everybody is that which is sinking the planet and that which is warming the waters and melting the ice and causing the waters to rise and our losing land and the flooding and all of the things that are happening to help facilitate the exodus of the people off the planet as a result of having lost their purpose, as a result of being in violation, as a result of not fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility as living beings to be harmonized in the laws of life, to be caring, to be completely immersed in an overwhelming desire for life. Life everlasting, life eternally. Destiny is leaving the planet and we're all destined to go. We should not be destined to die. And there's a death that is truly prevalent with us here. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to be completely immersed in the truth of who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a place and space where it matters that we are rising to the challenges to realign ourselves, to reorient ourselves, and to change our lives so that our lives are truly reflective of the integrity of who we are as these beings directly. This now moment of eternity that we're in requires us to get very serious about our living, to come to a point where you are really paying attention to who showed up in your life and come to that place and space where you're honoring your lives and you're honoring the lives of everything and everybody. Because our time is now. And if we will not do that which is ours to do, we can't be guaranteed that we will arrive in the places that should have been destiny for us if we do not prove ourselves worthy to get there. And that's the inner work of standing on behalf of life itself, to being in a place and space where we are truly responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to that which is ours to do in the clearing of our past transgressions and sinfulness and letting go and releasing and forgiving and really cleansing ourselves of that, so that we know that regardless of what we've done, that we are entitled to be forgiven and forgive ourselves and forgive everybody else. The emotional stuff is what's really affecting people when they are not able to let go of the heartbreak and let go of the transgressions and whatnot. And that's why we have so many ones who are these warrior spirits that have gone through so much. And through all of that, they have made the resolve to walk the walk of beauty and enlightenment and being completely immersed in the truth of who they are, despite and in spite of what has happened with them and to them. We're in a now moment where we must understand that we have power in this now moment. We have the power to discern, the power to decide, the power to choose, the power to get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, the power to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good. It is our time to make that quantum leap on a daily basis so that we are ever more of the mores that we truly are. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour and on Monday nights, I am so very grateful and so very thankful for your consistent listening, and pray that you are consistently receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more insight, more of that which motivates you to dig deeper, to reach higher, to contact that which is the divinity within yourself, and consciously caring to share it with everybody else. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that in order for us to truly live successful lives, we must be in a place and space of doing our daily due diligence in exalting a full life's urge, being in a place and space where we do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. We are inundated with our liberties to be out of alignment, to be out of order, to be wrong, to be in our own theories and opinions. We are socialized to feel entitled to be sinful, that our nature has been sinfuled, and so therefore we can be as sinful as we want to be because Jesus paid the price with his life, and that his death, even though he didn't die, did not absolve us of our responsibility to be in light. If anything, we should be in a place and space where we are honoring the path of light, the path of that which is the right use of the faculties that we have been given, the powers that we have been given, the duty, obligation, and responsibilities that we each have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, and to understand that we cannot be licensed, certified, degreed to generate a livelihood that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death. And because that is our socialization, that is the culture that we are inundated with, then we have the responsibility to understand that we cannot really stand in the light of the truth of the all that we are and be out of order, be out of alignment with the laws that govern our being, and to understand that there are absolute laws that govern how we prosper in this life, our health, our wealth, our regeneration, rejuvenation, our revitalization, our resurrection, and our being able to be continued in existence as a result of being under world conquering rampage that is divisiveness, world conquering rampage that is depopulation, world conquering rampage that is genocide. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to rise completely up, to be in a place and space where we are not making excuses for why it is we will not cleanse ourselves, why it is we will not apply ourselves, why it is that we will not seek to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of all of the ones we have benefited from by virtue of their intelligence, their wisdom, their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their gifts, their labor, their service, their time, and all of that which we have benefited from. There is nowhere where we go. We cannot walk the sidewalks. We can't drive the cars. We can't go under tunnels. We can't go over bridges. We can't turn our faucets on. We can't have bowel movements in ceramic bowls. We can't do anything without being blessed by somebody else's thought, somebody else's time, ingenuity, talent, skill, ability. And we're in a place and space where we should be dwelling with a consistent attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the gifts that we have been given. And we should also be in a place and space where it matters to us how we're living. It matters to us that we are being substantiated, that we are being enriched and enhanced, and that we are cultivating ourselves for the activation of our DNA, bringing forth and invoking the strength and the light and the truth and the power of who we are by virtue of the lineages that we represent. And where we will not do this inner work of applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards being rightly aligned in the laws of existence itself, then we will not have the benefit of having done that work. And for where we are in a sea of sickness, illness, and disease that is obesity and diabetes and all kinds of things, moral turpitude is what comes to my mind in this moment, but our being in a place and space where men feel like they're entitled to be stupid. They feel like they're entitled to be out of alignment. They're entitled to be addicted to their penises. They're entitled to be toxic. If they're not real men unless they're toxic, unless they're smoking and drinking and spewing and being disgusting. It's sickening that we have multi-trillion-dollar business in inebriation and intoxication, in strippers and pornography and prostitution and sex slavery and all of this stuff that we don't talk about but is haunting because we have so many ones, so many sisters of various hues that have been raped and violated and denied their innocence. So many ones that are in this conspiracy of silence, not to discuss the disgustedness within our families and our lineages, that we're in a place where we are seeing that degradation and deprivation and starvation and deficiency is creating all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, which is why it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be complicit, complacent, and silent about it, that now we have to do what we can do, do what is ours to do to facilitate our healing from it all. And to understand that our children cannot walk a greater path if we do not protect them. Our children do not have the society to ensure their proper development, because we are living in a death culture, living under the auspices of those who feel entitled to market and advertise poison to children, make it dance and sing and have all kinds of colors and artificial flavors that lay foundation for an artificial people, a people who are not able to respond correctly and directly to that which is duty, obligation, and responsibility in exalting a full life's urge, knowing who they are, applying themselves wholeheartedly towards being in the vivid self-representation and self-expression as to who they are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Those of us who are mothers, those of us who are fathers, sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, great grandsons and great granddaughters, the great great and the great great grandsons and great 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 granddaughters, and those of us who are mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and destined to be great grandmothers and great grandfathers and great great grandmothers and great great grandfathers, we cannot do it until we really claim and realign ourselves with the greatness that is an inherent part of who it is and how it is that we should be functioning as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that being supremely intelligent and functioning supremely intelligently means that we are not killing ourselves. We're not eating ourselves to death. We're not screwing ourselves to death. We are not rushing towards death. We do nothing to bring death closer to us, because we know that it is duty, obligation, and responsibility to honor the gift of life that we've been given. And these people cannot license us to be out of alignment, to be out of order. But those of us who have college degrees and whatnot have found ourselves in a place where we are the beneficiaries of the profits that are generated from the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation of those ones mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and whatnot. There would be no need for police and judges and court systems if the people were properly aligned with who and what they really are, because they would be cultivated to be self-governing. They would be put in a place and space where you did not rob them blind of the very life's force and life's essence of themselves by feeding them the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of artificial colors and artificial flavors and FD&C this and all of those things that have undermined the very cellular functioning of all of us for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and now we have autism that is blowing up all over the place as a result of the kind of chemicals and drugs and whatnot that mothers have taken, and the kind of vaccinations and the poisons that are in the vaccinations that you are allowing to be given to these babies as babies. We're in a place and space where you have to come to that degree of personal responsibility to be accountable to protecting your children, that you see all of this sickness, illness, and disease. You see that the doctors and the pharmacists, and now we got drugstores on every corner when there was supposedly a war against drugs. Now there are drugs everywhere and everybody's drugged out on something or the other. Really? All of our elders are drug addicts now? On something or the other? Being given 10 and 12 different types of medications that undermine the functioning of their liver and their kidneys. Now they're having to run their blood and their spirit through machines to clean their blood. But it's more than the blood that has to be clean. It's the brain, it's the liver, it's the kidneys, it's the organs, it's the very tissues of the body that have to be cleansed, and not just the blood. running through a machine, because as long as the doctors are telling you, well, you still need, you know, healthy protein 3 times a day, but then you can't drink more than 32 ounces of water, really? Oh, don't have any greens because we've got to give you blood thinners and whatnot. And that, you understand, I'm just saying is that the whole system is set up based upon an ignorance of the laws that govern existence itself. Men did not design these bodies. They did not create these bodies. They don't maintain and sustain us. There is nothing that man has made that is an essential for our healthy functioning. And because God-made bodies are being fed man-made garbage, we have all of this sickness, illness, and disease. And there's nothing that's going to come out of a pharmacy, out of the laboratories of the pharmaceutical companies, that is going to restore your life force to you. We must come to that place in space where we understand that the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil are functioning as the forces of organized religion, government, and business. And the miseducation system supports it. And we're in a place in space where we have to take responsibility to do the inner work of our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, so that we are able to truly succeed in this life, in laying foundation for our salvation, for our collective empowerment. We do not want to be known for being the generations of people who allowed for the murder and the assault against all children everywhere. We don't want to be remembered as the generations that killed more people than ever before. We don't really want to be remembered as a generation who partied all the time and stayed high and did all of these things that undermine the next generations. It said the sins of the father shall be visited upon the children. We are in a now moment where we have to realize that there is a resurrection that is being called. There is an edict that has been issued from the exalted realms. There is nothing that is guaranteed success on this planet except for the establishment of the eternal order, eternal law, and the eternal government. There is no mission or corporate entities or deities who have greater opportunity for real fulfillment of success than those who will be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. So the issue is, what are you living for? What is success to you? Some people just want to get your blood pressure down. You just want to get off the medication. You just want to be a little healthier, but then you've still accepted that you're supposed to be dying from something. I'm the one to remind you that we should not be dying at all. That their books tell you that the wages of sin is death. And when you love being in a death culture, and when you love feeding off of that which is dead, when you love the game of killing and you think that killing is sport, when you feel entitled to take other ones' lives and to feed off of their carcasses and their fetuses and their body fluids and whatnot, then you have to really reach real deep and you have to reach real high to realign yourself with the purposes of existence and remember that we are not purposed in existence to be violators of ourselves, or anyone else, that those who make it a part of their livelihood, a part of the way that they operate as murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, bastards, and whatnot, that these ones are destined to be destroyed. That we're in a now moment where we have world culture who has forgotten that there is an inherent purpose in existence, and that one purpose in existence is to exalt life and to live life and to love life and to rejoice in the blessedness in being and to facilitate wholeness and healing wherever you go, to be in a place and space where you are a spirit being that is governed by spiritual laws and you are operating those laws righteously within the context of a physical realm which is upheld and maintained by spiritual laws. But if you don't want to be lawful, if you don't want to be obedient, you want to do it any kind of way don't work. Any kind of way works when you feel like you have to die from something, then that's how you get to death. Any old kind of way, you have no discipline. You have no order. You have no obedience into anything that is greater. You disrespect and disregard the reality of your own divinity and your responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. Now is our time to be realigned with destiny. Now is our time to realize that that agenda that has been put in place to make sure that we are a selfish people, a greedy people, a nasty people, a wicked people, that those ones and those of us who participate with that will never have the fullness of what our real prosperity is, because there is nothing that man can create or has created that constitutes our real wealth. Our real wealth is based upon the integrity of our own authenticity. Our real wealth is based upon how well we are able to align ourselves with purpose in being. Our real wealth is as a result of our self-realization, self-actualization, tapping and invoking the strength of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. Our real wealth is based upon our real love and our harmony with the whole of existence and creating the quality of character that is consistent with who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We have to come to a point in place and understand that from the time we were being fed Oscar Mayer wieners and all of this breakfast cereals and all of this garbage, you literally have decades of chemicals that are saturating your brain cells, your liver, your kidney. All of your organs are saturated in all of these chemicals, and then all of the mucus from the breakfast cereals, the cheese, the pizzas, the Hot Pockets, and all of this other stuff, that the mucus is holding the chemicals. The mucus is providing the right environment for the proliferation of bacteria and viruses and worms and organisms and other things that love being embedded in your tissues. So if it's in your pancreas and you're showing up with diabetes, if it's in your kidneys and you're showing up with renal failure, if it's in your heart, then you're showing up with heart disease. But your organs are under siege with all of these chemicals and all of this mucus and all of this acidity and all of this toxicity and whatnot. There is no way that we can truly be vehicles and vessels of light when we have so much blockage and obstruction. There is no way that we can stand in the light of the truth of absolute and supreme intelligence if our neurological functioning is blocked and obstructed, if we are not able to really breathe and oxygenate and really be in a place where we are drinking water and not sodas, water and not alcohol, water and not Gatorade and Powerade and 5-hour energy drinks and all of these things. We're in a now moment where we must understand that America, as great as she professes herself to be, has already secured a tragic date with fate as a result of the foundation of how this government was established on the lives of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families, and now the continued bastardization and usurpation of the life force of everything and everybody. We who are living in this now moment have the opportunity to become the salt of this earth, to be in a place where we could circumvent some of the devastation by consciously caring to get very intensely intentional in being completely cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated, so that we are reversing disease. And we know that wherever we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, you cannot be authorized to work on behalf of death. As the wombed men, you cannot be authorized and licensed and degreed and employed to be the managers of disease, that's as opposed to your caring to be healing and reversing the diseases, so that we are truly the perpetuators of life. We do not have to be degreed to do that which the creator, the intelligence of our being, intended for us as vehicles of its own love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and effectiveness. We deny ourselves our divinity when we feel entitled to be inebriated and intoxicated and filled with all kinds of rot and stench from rotting carcasses in our body temples. And every issue that you're dealing with in terms of why you can't see and why you can't hear and why you can't move like you did and why you can't get it up and why you can't maintain the erection and why you can't keep marriages and why you all on these birth control, these high blood pressure medicine and all these other chemicals that you feel like you have to take these things. You're taking them. Why? Because you don't have the courage to ask for the healing. Why would you want to be on these medications when you know the medications are only going to complicate your issues? You prefer to be on the medications and give up the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows. You'd rather be on the medications and continue to go to the doctor. You act as if your doctor is God and the doctor is sicker than you are. How many of you have watched your people die in these hospitals? They go into the hospital and they die from something that nobody knows. The hospital is all right, okay? People die in the hospitals and nobody questions anything. They can get away with murder in the hospitals. 200,000 people dying every year from stuff they didn't go into the hospitals with. Now we got all this bacteria that's running rampant through the place. You have to stay out of the trauma and the drama centers. That's what they're about. And those who work in those places have to come to a point in place where why would you not want to be facilitating the healing as opposed to managing disease? You are faithless. It says, according to your faith, so shall it be done. We do not have to look towards a wicked people to justify and validate why we would be completely, intensely intentional in serving the purposes of existence. Why we would not come to a point and place where we would care to institute that which is needed in order to properly realign our children on the path of destiny, to circumvent their tragic dates with fate, to put ourselves in a position where we are not co-conspirating and in this conspiracy of silence where we are not saying what needs to be said. We are not doing what needs to be done. Because you will not do it for yourself. Where you will not do your own clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, and rebirth. Where you will not consecrate your own body temple to the works of God, to the light and the truth of the living spirit of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Then no, you can't stand on behalf of life. You can't stand on behalf of right when you don't want to be right within yourself. But that is the path. And that is the answer, is that you have to honor the reality that your body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and the essence of God. That your body functions absolutely perfectly, and perfection is an inherent part of existence. That we must come to point and place where we accept that our behavior has been modified because we have been given an appetite for death. And where you feel entitled to feed off the carcasses of other beings, to be co-conspirating and complicit and complacent with the annihilation of other ones, then there is no salvation that you can have from sickness, illness, disease, and death. The issue is that when we dwell in the reality of eternity, then how long will you be dead? And why would you choose death when you were already given eternal life? And the requisite for walking in the reality of your gifts is caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of that which you truly are as absolute and supreme intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.